Okay, now we'll continue with... Now we'll go back, or we'll continue with starting with question four, and it's the important one. Why do you want to be a tour guide? And just a few things about this. Make sure it's a give and take question, answer. What do I mean give and take? It's not that, you know, why do you want to be a tour guide? I want to be a tour guide so I can practice English. I want to be a tour guide so I can improve my English. I want to be a tour guide so I can travel. I want to be a tour guide so I can make money. Thank you. Right? You know, what about the tourist? You want to give to them something, or you want to receive something, right? So receive, you know, understanding about foreign culture. You want to learn about other countries, get to meet new people. So balance it out, okay? So make sure you have something like that, not just, you know, I want this, thank you, you know. So what is your answer?
Hey, first, I love this country, Japan, and I think this country is very exciting, full of wonders and mysteries. And I want to share this feeling with everybody in the world. And secondly, I love communicating and dealing with people. And I want to help tourists coming to Japan.
Okay, very simple but very good. Yeah, that's really good. So, no problem. Good. Why do you want to be a tour guide?
In my business career, I have experienced many different fields, working for the government and private sectors. Mm-hmm. And I have been to more than 50 countries and I am traveling all 47 prefectures and Hokkaido, things like this. But I found Japan is not fully understood by foreigners as it is. And the presence of Japan is surprisingly weak in the world. So
it's surprisingly weak.
Surprisingly weak. Mm. So I kind of committed myself to contribute to the better understanding of Japan by making best use of my knowledge and my experience. Mm. So that's why I, for this reason, I wanted to. But I
still
want
to,
but for this reason, I want to be a tour guide.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So that's why I want to be a tour guide. That's why I want to be a tour guide. I think it sounds very simple. That's why I want to be a tour guide. Good. Okay, I'll write this. What is your reason? Why do you want to be a tour guide?
When working with foreigners in my usual business, I realized how the cultural area in Japan is important to share with the foreigners. Foreigners coming to Japan are very keen on Japanese cultural stuff and sightseeing or other things, not only the business stuff. So I would like to share the cultural part of Japan with them, not only doing business with them.
Okay, sure. What cultural aspects would you like to share with them? Anything in particular?
Well, of course it depends on the situation or it depends on what kind of cultural area they are keen on. Mm. But mostly I would recommend to share with them in, about the history of Japan, such as how Japan was created and how Japan have done until today.
Okay, so then with history, good. Good, okay, thanks. Yeah, there is a question they ask, what culture would you like to introduce to tourists, and what culture do you like to, you know, are you interested in? So it could be anything. Kabuki, you know, tea, pottery making. It could be shrines and temples. It could be, you know, anime, right? So think of something you like, and then, you know, obviously she said it depends on the tourist if they're interested, but I, you know, like, you know, to show, you know, about kabuki. Some people like depachika, so I'm the depachika. I love to go take my friends there. They just love it, so. Okay, basements, department store basements. Okay, department store basements. Okay, good. Why do you want to be a tour guide?
Yes, I'd like to become a tour guide because I think I am somewhat good at it and that I can contribute to society. Since I was a university student, I have had various opportunities to take visitors from abroad to sightseeing spots in Japan. And they were very glad at my voluntary support. And I was also able to enjoy in-depth communication with them. Okay. And as I have an experience to stay and...
Question.
Oh, it's strange. Mm-hmm. Test, test, test. Okay.
Is the battery okay?
Can I go on?
Sure, go on.
As I have an experience to stay and live abroad, I try to answer the question while considering why they want to know. I actually think...
You mean what they want to know? Or why they want to know?
Why they want to know.
Okay.
And I actually tend to make a question, and they are fond of talking about the background of the question. I think this type of two-way communication is a good way for mutual understanding. And if I can keep letting them have more interest, gain more interest in Japanese history and culture, I think a tour guide is a quite important occupation and task for social contribution.
Okay, all right, good. Sorry that microphone went kind of crazy, but okay, good. I think that sounds fine. Why do you want to be a tour guide?
I've been interested in communicating with foreign people with different culture. And
cultures, maybe, yeah.
Cultures. I've been very interested in studying foreign languages, and I had traveled several countries since then. And recently, I had many chances to travel in Japan with my friends, and I discovered very nice attractions in Japan. And now I came to think that I want to introduce this country to foreign people and share this feeling. That's why I want to be a tour guide.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. A couple of this grammar. That's why I traveled to many countries. Traveled to many countries and many chances. I don't know why in English we don't say chances, but we say opportunities. It sounds better. Chances is something like a lotto. You have four chances to win. Four opportunities to win also, but you know, we have four chances to win. Usually it's when you're playing a game or something. But generally, the plural of that is opportunities is better. Okay.
Thank you.
What do you want to be a tour guide?
I want to be a tour guide because I want to introduce Japanese culture, such as the tea ceremony and the kabuki, if the tourists are interested in. And also, I'd like to introduce many beautiful tourist attractions, such as beautiful shrines and temples and castles. And also, I would like to introduce the passion of people involving in traditional Japanese arts. And also, I would like to clarify the misunderstandings about Japan. And now, I am attracted by Japan, and I want to keep learning about Japan for my life. Mm. And also, I really like talking with people from different countries, and especially I'm interested in food, delicious food and simple languages of other countries. So, tour guide will be very good for me.
Okay, so being a tour guide.
Being a tour guide.
Will
be very good for me.
Good. All right, good. Why do you want to be a tour guide?
Yes. Well, I'm interested in cultural exchange, introducing and explaining about things in Japan. Mm-hmm. And through conversation and answering and questions and listening to their reactions, I will probably learn other people's perceptions, cultures, and probably they will tell me about their country, and that will be very interesting. And also, I wish to clear misunderstandings and stereotypes that foreign people may have about Japan. But the tour guide is a grassroots level diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And to be a good tour guide and give good impressions to tourists about Japan and myself, mm-hmm. And that will be probably a little help to improve understanding and relationships between countries.
Mm. Okay, good. Sounds good. Smooth it out, so practice it more, right? Yeah, I think it sounds good for content. So just practice it so it's a little smoother. Okay. Just one thing is listening to their reactions, too. Listening their reactions.
Listening to their reactions.
Yeah, okay, good. And...
I live in Kamakura. Whenever I see foreigners are walking, I am driven to guide them. It is a trigger for a tour guide. Foreigners visit Japan because they are interested in Japanese culture, foods, or sceneries. I explain about what they are interested in, and I can get their reaction, from which I can understand a part of their culture. This is two-way communication. This is why I
want to
be a tour guide.
Okay, good. Sounds good. Just one thing. A trigger for my being a tour guide. Trigger for my wanting to become a tour guide. Sounds a little better. Trigger for my wanting to become a tour guide.
Wanting to be a tour guide.
Yeah, that sounds better. Good. All right, let's go to question 5. What do you think are the most important qualities for a tour guide?
Okay, the most important factor for a tour guide is a sincere attitude. This includes friendly communication, knowledge of Japan, and being helpful.
Okay, and what qualities do you have to be a good tour guide?
For me, I think I need to... gain more knowledge about Japan. For me.
Don't be shy. See, all the Japanese mean enjyo suru. Everybody, enjyo suru. I think I need to know more. No, I know lots about Japan.
I know many things about Japan, and I can communicate with people very well.
Good. See there. So enjyo nashi, right? And then. Also, uso demo ii, right? Because nobody knows you.
Okay.
Good. So don't be shy. You know, they sometimes ask you why would you be a good tour guide? Well, okay, I know lots of things about Japan. I like Japanese culture. I learned English, so I can speak English. I like talking with people, and I'm friendly and I'm outgoing. That type of thing. So remember, don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Okay. Good. What are good qualities that a tour guide needs?
There are many important qualities for a tour guide, including having a good knowledge about Japan, being patient, having a good attitude to tourists. But I have traveled more than many countries.
Traveled to many countries.
And I actually have participated in the guided tours foreign countries. I found that language skill is the most important, mm-hmm. because if you don't make yourself understood as a professional tour guide, whatever, having good knowledge would be almost useless. Mm-hmm. So that's speaking from my experience. Mm-hmm. Good language skills is most important.
Okay. Having good language skills is the most important. Good. Okay. What is the most important thing for a tour guide?
Being always sensitive about what my clients would want to do and try to find solutions to their request. Only speaking good foreign languages or only knowing so much about Japan is not enough, I think. And also, I don't like tour guides who shows their ability about their language skills. And but other than language skills, I would be keen on what my what the people coming to Japan would like to know about Japan. And I would like to be more, I would say I can react to their request or something.
Okay, good. She brought up a good point. What's a good word that describes that? To me,
In Japanese, rinki ohen or something.
Something, but well, is it flexible?
Flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
being responsive.
Yeah, responsive.
Being responsive to their, being responsive to what their interests, something like that, or requests or something.
What about tactful?
Tactful, sure. A lot of these, yeah, a lot of these adjectives you could use. Good. Okay, so that's what you want to be responsive to their interest and being flexible to their interest. Good. Okay. What do you? What qualities do good tour guides need?
Well, to make an appropriate explanation or answer to the details of a tour and questions raised is important. But actually, on the tour, an accident or irregular event will happen. In that case, a tour guide is expected to behave in a professional manner and take the initiative to offer the best solution. Security of the tour participants and schedule management should also be considered. But a tour guide should behave in a calm and relaxed manner so that others can feel at ease. When the tour guide has some time to follow up some questions for individual, this type of special care will also lead to satisfaction of the tour participants.
Okay, good. Right. That sounds fine. Good. Professionalism. So lots of good words, right? Okay. What do you think are the most important qualities for a tour guide?
Well, there are many important qualities, but I think some of the most important qualities are good command of foreign languages and being patient and hospitable and some understanding, of course, a good understanding about Japan and some other understanding of the difference or gap between Japanese culture and the culture of the guest country.
Okay, differences and gaps. Good, good. So yeah, she mentioned patience, right? Okay, good, good thing. And what do you think are the most important qualities for a tour guide?
There are many important qualities for a tour guide. But I would say being friendly and showing hospitality are the most important qualities. We should think of their background, including their religion and preference.
Preferences.
Preferences. So that we can give them the proper information. And also flexibility and mind to cope with uncertain circumstances are needed. And the deep knowledge of Japan, including history, culture, and politics, and so on. And also the good speaking ability also essential.
Good. That sounds fine. Good. Okay. Yeah, we're getting the same thing, but everyone's kind of saying it differently, and I think that's good. So you say it in your own words. Okay, good. What is the most important qualities for a tour guide?
Yes, I wrote down. I have six items, and the one is good command of foreign languages.
Okay.
And second, to be knowledgeable about things in Japan.
Okay.
The third, suitable personality, sincere, friendly, cheerful, helpful, quick-witted, tactful, and outgoing.
Okay.
And number four, additional knowledge. All kind about things about Japan or up-to-date knowledge.
Okay.
Gathering information from TV,
sure.
From people, in newspapers, magazine articles, and also talented. I got to develop some talent.
Okay.
And having attitude to polish ability and trying hard. And also, number five, ready for emergency. Always be ready. First aid kit and ready for contact numbers when you are going somewhere. See, all kinds of related numbers.
Okay.
And also health is very important. So in order to keep myself healthy, self-discipline, not to eat too much or exercise.
Okay.
Always fit.
Stay fit.
Stay fit.
Good.
Yes.
So you're everything there? Okay, good. Yeah, I think those are good qualities. So, good. And what do you have?
There are many important qualities. Among them, I think the being flexible to cope with unpredicted happenings, being knowledgeable, and hospitality are very important. And in addition to that, patience and friendliness.
Friendliness?
Friendliness are also very important.
Mm. Okay, good. Yeah, I think if I were to pick three, I would pick what? Flexible, patience, and what? Open-minded?
Open-minded.
Yeah, those are, I mean, everyone has a good answer, but to me, thinking flexible, because you never know what's going to happen, you always have to be able to change schedule, readjust schedule, or you know, take into effect, the bus might break down, you'd be in a traffic jam, the lady wants to go to the restroom in traffic jam, or somebody loses their passport. All these situations come up, so you have to be flexible. Patience is like, you can't, you know, you have to, yes, okay, you know, just deal with it, and then open-minded, because a lot of these people from different countries all think differently. You know, even Japanese think differently. So other countries, people are going to think more differently. So you have to be open-minded to all kinds of people's requests and ideas. Good. Okay. I think we're okay. Let's go on to the Shinkansen question. And they missed the Shinkansen. It's number 7. What would you do if a group of foreign tourists you are guiding missed the Shinkansen they were supposed to take?
Hey, I will tell them that they can get on the next train, which will come in a short time. And actually, Shinkansen runs very often, frequently. And you can catch up with other members and be on schedule.
Okay.
So I will tell them not to think too much about it.
Okay, maybe.
And don't worry.
Okay, don't worry. What happens if you have 100 tourists?
100 tourists. I have to shout in a big voice.
Yeah, shout in a big voice, right? You also want 100 tourists. How do you get them on the next train, right? But be prepared. They could ask you something like that. Okay. What would you do if your tour group missed the Shinkansen?
I would tell them that not to worry too much and explain what we're going to do with confidence. I think best way is use the next Shinkansen because super fastest one type of Shinkansen, Nozomi, runs every 10 minutes or so. I think you just hop on the next train, take an unreserved seat using that same ticket.
Mm.
And if we have an important schedule ahead, I think using air is one of the options that to be considered. And also using a bus overnight pass, it could be one way to consider, but I would actually emphasize on using a Shinkansen is the best way in terms of punctuality, cost, and you can enjoy sightseeing when you through the window.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, I think, yeah, it depends on, like, you know, how late they missed it, right? If next day or something. But usually, like I said, if it's just a few minutes, the next Shinkansen comes, you know, pretty soon. And there's not too much trouble, basically. What happens if you are waiting and your tour is on May 3rd?
Well, if I'm alone as a tour guide, I just divide this group into a couple of groups so that they can get into each train. So then meet you there.
Okay. No, but technically that's what you have to do, right? If you're 100 people, you can't all go into the same car. It's too difficult. So you all have to spread out.
Spread out
or go into different cars. Make sure everybody understands and make sure to tell them when to get off, and maybe somebody assigned as a leader or something. You have to do, probably, if there's 100 people, there's more than yourself, right? You have another tour guide there, so you need to coordinate among the other tour guides and things. So, okay, what would you do if a group of foreign tourists missed the Shinkansen?
First of all, I should try to make them calm down. In the case of Tokaido Shinkansen, I don't worry because it runs so frequently. So I would ask them to take the next one. As for the cases, as for the other lines of Shinkansen, though it doesn't come so often, we can wait them. So
wait for them.
We can wait for them until the next one will come.
Yeah.
So when we have so many tourists miss Shinkansen, I would divide them into groups and make them take one by one. And I should not forget the first goers, for first group to wait the other one at the destination.
Okay, should not tell what forget to tell.
I should not forget tell the first group to wait the other groups.
Wait for the other groups.
To wait for the other groups.
Right. Okay. Sure. We need to coordinate that. Good. Okay. I think we're getting the same answer for this. So let's go on to number 8 about the tourist who lost his camera or left it on the train. What would you do? Have any of you lost anything on the train and you needed to pick it up? Yeah, so you'll probably talk from real experience, not from the model answer, okay? Talk from real experience and not from the model answer. The reason I say this is because if you go to the nearest lost and found, are they going to have it? No. Who is going to have it? The lost item. What train station is going to have it?
The terminal
stations. Yeah, the terminal stations are the one that have it, and it's probably designated. If you lose it, I lost something on the Ginza line, and I had to go to Asakusa. The Asakusa is the one designated, not Shibuya. But if you can't go to Akasakamitsuke, where I lost it, because they're not going to have it. They're going to send it on, or it's going to be at Asakusa, or they will tell you what to do. Yes, you can go there, but they're not going to have it or bring it back to you. You have to go for it. So that's the idea, is if they lose it, or forget it, they'll have to go to the terminus or check which stations might have lost and found. Okay? So what is your answer for what happens if somebody left the camera on the train?
Okay, I will first check where was the camera left behind and what type of camera it is. Then I will report to a person in charge of the station nearby and receive instruction how to follow up. At the same time, I will check whether the camera is insured by the insurance, and if it is necessary or helpful, I will go to a police station together with him or her and receive a paper which certifies the situation and the item of the lost item. the above should be handled smoothly so that other participants on the tour not get involved and they can enjoy the original schedule.
Okay, right. And just to point out again, this could be two situations. One, many times what happens is most people forget as soon as the train door closes. Right? Isn't that probably, I don't know, I don't know statistics, but most people, when the train door closes, they leave and go, oh, I left my something on the train. So then it's usually right there you can handle it. Now, it's possible tourists can be out shopping and then they go back to the hotel and, oh, I don't have my camera, maybe I left it on the train. So there could be different ways you could deal with it. But probably, you know, whatever you say here, just go to the station and report it or something or tell someone and they will tell you what to do. So, what would you do if somebody lost his camera on the train?
Well, I'd ask him. Where he lost his camera, and then I would call the station office of the line he had used and ask for advice where we should pick up the lost thing. And maybe it might take a day or 2 days to pick up the lost camera, but they will help us what to do.
Okay, they will help us with what to do.
With what to do.
Good. Okay, good. One other thing you could add, what is it? What is really one thing really good about Japan?
Many times you can get it back.
Yeah, what? Many times you can get it back because what? Not so many thieves in Japan. Usually people don't steal things even if it's left on the train, right? So usually if you leave it, it's a good possibility of getting back because Japan is fairly safe. People don't take things normally. So far. Yeah, lucky. I've been lucky. As they say, that's the thing. You leave it. Ah, what the daru. I've only lost one thing. It was very strange anyway. It was copy paper from... It was the funniest thing. I lost it. I never lost anything. And I was making a phone call and I had bought some copy papers real cheap and I left it in a shopping bag and I went and left out. When I come back, it wasn't there and it was never found. You know, but I was so surprised it disappeared, you know, because I asked the building and everything. Nobody had it. I asked the clerks. Nobody had it. Somebody took my copy paper, I guess, or maybe somebody threw it away. I don't know. Anyway, but most times you've been lucky, it comes back. Okay, so what do you think about when somebody leaves his camera on the train? What would you do?
I would ask him or her when he or she lost his camera.
Did he say lost?
Lost.
Yeah.
Lost the camera. And I would, if we are in a train station, we would ask the station staff to pick up his camera, and meantime I would ask the details of the camera, including the manufacturer and the color and the shape, so that the station staff could find it easier.
Okay.
And also I would tell the tourist that Japan is a safe country, so please don't worry, and people usually don't pick up other items.
Okay, others' items. Yeah, okay, so I would say don't worry, but, you know.
Oh, but...
Yeah, usually people, it comes
usually.
Back, so probably it's okay. Maybe it's okay.
Maybe right. It's okay.
Don't guarantee.
Yes, okay.
They might make you buy a camera. Okay, are we okay? I think we're all right with this. Everybody knows what to do. But usually, as I say, you can't go to the station you lost it. You have to go to the special lost and found station. Every line has one or several places. Okay, and that's what you do. So just get the information, go to the station, and they'll tell you what to do. Number 9 is, I have no cash. I only have credit cards. How can I get cash? Okay?
Well, if you have cards, major credit cards like Visa, Master, and Amex, You can borrow money with interest at ATMs and nearby bank, and all major cities have lots of banks in Japan.
Okay, right. So if you go to the banks with the credit card, maybe. Okay, but probably you have to go to the machine, right? Mm-hmm. What do you need if you go to the machine?
It's all in Japanese, so I have to assist.
Right, it could be Javi. Some of the banks now actually have a button for English or something, but you need what?
Password.
You need your password, or we call it personal information number, PIN code. Yeah, if they don't have that, they're going to have a lot of trouble. And you can't really go to the bank teller, the window, and say, give me money even with a credit card. You have to probably use a machine with your PIN code. Okay? What would you do if a person has no cash but only, credit cards? What would you do?
If your cards are international, cards such as Visa, Master, Amex, in this case, you can go to the main bank. Mizuho, Mitsubishi, or Mitsui. So in these banks, the staff of the banks can take care of you. It's no problem. But if it's weekend, you have to go back to your hotel and you have to ask the hotel staff of what you should do. And the hotel clerk may loan you some amount of money after checking the number of your card.
Okay, that might be possible. I don't know if they'll always extend you credit, is what we call it. But I don't know if they give you cash. Mm-hmm. They might extend your credit, give you but I'm not sure. Also, I don't know, but if you go to the bank, as I say, the bank window and say, I want money, just give them the credit card. They I don't think they can give you money. I think it has to be a machine.
Yes.
That you could.
But I think they take care of us. With ATM.
Yeah.
Because it's complicated.
Well, I think if you put the ATM, don't you just put the number and it gives you money? Depends on the bank,
yeah,
the machine.
But in the usual ATM, we can't do that.
Well, what is the problem with the usual ATMs in Japanese banks?
Pardon?
Do you know the problem with Japanese banks?
It's not 24 hours.
Well, 24 hours is not a problem. What else? They don't take foreign cards.
Yeah, right.
And that Japanese banks are not on the international system. Some of them now have become. But the newer banks, Shinsei Bank and Star Bank, I shouldn't advertise, but they are on the international system. So if people go there, they can get money with their ATM cards, their bank cards, not credit cards. Maybe credit cards also too. But where else can they go if they have no money? What other kind of ATM is really good?
Post office.
Yes, the post office is on the international system, so tourists can go there. But if they go to Mizuho or Mitsubishi, the card just comes out and kakasare. We reject it, right? Mm. Yeah.
So. Well, I believe in the Mitsubishi or Mitsui, you can somehow. You can get money.
You might be able to get money. Yeah,
credit card.
Yeah, they probably need just your information and things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, but yeah, a lot of this is kind of two things subject. But the ATM cards, tourists will ask, why can't I get money from the bank? What should I do? It's because they've gone to Mitsubishi, Mizuho, or Mitsui, because they're not on the international system. So tell them to go to Shinsei, Citibank, Star Bank, or the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And those ATMs take foreign. Overseas banks cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Japanese banks so far don't. Maybe they have changed recently, but yeah. But that's the thing. If you go overseas with a Mitsubishi card, you can't get money from those banks. You have to have an international card. Yeah.
So Shinsei?
I think Shinsei. I have Shinsei. Shinsei Citibank. I think Star Bank is okay, and probably maybe your postal card. I don't have a postal savings, so I don't know, but it could work. There's usually something like a star or Cyrus or plus, or they keep on changing the company. But anyway, so those are things you can do. Okay?
But the original question is about credit
cards. I know, it's about credit cards. I'm just giving you extra information. Yeah, it's about credit cards. But the credit card is the same thing. You go to the bank, a lot of them have a list of credit cards that they will take. But then as soon as you take the money out, it charges interest. It's like a loan, so they're charging you interest. So that's
yes, what since the city and Starbank are okay, so with the credit card.
Well, possibly the credit card too, but they need to know their PIN number, their code number. In any case, yeah.
Yeah, I got the cashing service in the United States. I didn't have to give any PIN code or anything.
They gave you money?
Yeah.
Oh, you look honest, maybe. I don't know. How did you went to which bank was it? Was it
Chase
Bank? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I got
Nijuma. What did you show them? A credit card or?
Yeah, and passport.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe then they did that. Yeah, you have to show some things. So, okay, good. Credit card and passport. Okay, good. All right, are we okay with this? I think we have what? Lost my passport. This is one that, what do we do?
Okay, if you lost your passport, you need to contact your country's consulate and follow their suggestion in order to get a new passport. Mostly, you cannot get it in a few days. It takes a while. So you should frequently contact the embassy during the tour.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Does anyone know? I will, because you know the time and what we're doing. Do you know what they do? Does anybody know, or have a different answer?
What about going to police station?
Well, the police
get the report.
Yeah, they need to.
They report it.
Yeah, they need the report. But what the countries do, depending on the embassy, but they issue something called a temporary travel certificate, something like that name. Yeah. It's called a temporary travel certificate. Usually they can do that in 2 or 3 days. It only allows you to go from Japan to your country only. You can't go on another tour to Korea and China. No, you only can go back to your country. That usually might take 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. So it's like a temporary passport. Your real passport will take 2 or 3 weeks, and they probably will deliver it either in, you know, if you're here long, or they will bring it, you have to get it in your own country.
Were they issued the temporary passport at the embassy?
Mm-hmm.
The embassy.
If you have copies of your old passport, then it's faster. If you have nothing, then it takes longer to do this. But there's something, I believe, they might have different names for it, but it's something like temporary travel certificate. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you lose your passport. So don't tell them it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get a real passport, but they can get a temporary travel certificate. Okay?
They have to leave that country immediately?
No, I don't think they have to leave immediately. I don't really know. See, that's one thing. I don't really think in this question, just, you know, to be honest, is don't give a lot of information you're not sure of. So just say, check with your embassy. They're the ones that are going to tell you. But I don't know. I don't think they have to leave immediately, but there probably has a expiration date. So it's probably not a long time. Okay, so I'll let you practice this one. You want to say something about what do you do if somebody loses their passport?
Same answer.
Okay, and practice once more. I'm going in there. We have 2 more questions and not enough time.
Passport question. Okay. The first thing you have to do is contact your embassy or consulate, apply for a new passport, and at the same time report to the police station about your lost passport. Tell them your information in case they find, so that they can contact you, maybe your hotel or something. And you wait.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a temporary travel certificate.
Right.
Please check the embassy.
Please check with the embassy.
With the embassy.
Right. And I don't know how long it takes, so the embassy will tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Good. Question number 11 talks about the, you know, daughter who has a stomach ache. So what do you do? This is, again, just simple. We'll run through this. What do you do if you're... you know, the daughter has a stomach ache, what would you do?
I will have the contact with some hospitals near from here, so please just don't worry. There should be some doctors working at the hospital, even though on weekends, mm-hmm. so they can help you. So I will let you go to that hospital.
Okay. What would you do?
Well, first of all, let me know how the situation is. If it's not so urgent and serious, I have some medicine. Let's see whether it suits her situation. Mm-hmm. But if her suffer is specific...
Pain, I guess, is stomach ache.
Her pain is specific, and if I don't have a medicine, let's go to a drugstore and to ask for some advice from our drug there. In any case, don't worry, I'm always with you. I will take care with you.
Take care of you.
Take care of you right. and your daughter.
Right, okay, good. All right, so the situation is what? If it's serious, you go to the hospital. If it's not serious, I have medicine. Japan has probably more stomach medicine than any country I know. So there's lots of igusuri, right? All kinds of stomach medicine in Japan. If that doesn't work, then you can go to the hospital. If it's serious, go immediately. If it's not, then, you know, maybe take some medicine. It might work. Okay, just go to the drugstore or something. Okay. You want to do question 12? I think this is a little bit... easier. The answer is just very simple. Why do Japanese like to go on... You can say this in 4 things. Why do Japanese like to go on travel on package tours? There's 4 simple answers. What? Language problem. Tour guide does everything. Everything is arranged. You know, Japanese like to do things in groups. And package tours can be, you know, less expensive. So boom, 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 boom. 4 reasons and all this other stuff you don't need to say. So I would say one reason is that many Japanese have a language problem when traveling abroad. In a package tour, their tour guide takes care of everything. Japanese like to do things in a group, and many times package tours are less expensive because of group discounts. So just simple, you know, things like that. Language problem, the tour or the package tour, the tour guide takes care of everything. Japanese like to do things in groups, and package tours can be less expensive. Okay, maybe you have other answers. So, I'll let you try. What is the reason why Japanese like to travel on package tours?
Well, there are some reasons. The first, many Japanese have language problem, and they prefer to travel in a package tour. Because tour guide helps and take care of everything during the tour.
Okay, it helps and takes care of everything.
Helps and takes everything, takes care of everything.
Of everything.
Takes care of everything.
Uh-huh, okay.
Second, Japanese people tend to like staying in a group. And... they can enjoy travel in a group. And lastly, package tour is less expensive than traveling individually because of group discounts.
Okay, so a package tour is, or package tours are?
A package tour is costs less expensive.
You said it right, for just a package tour.
Tour costs less expensive.
No. A package tour is less expensive. A package tour costs less.
Oh. A package tour costs less compared to traveling individually because of group discounts.
Right. Okay, good. Same question, number 12. Why do Japanese like to travel and unpackage tours?
Firstly, many Japanese travel in a package tour because it usually costs less, because usually travel agents bulk buy the hotel rooms and airline seats, so they have the cheaper contract rates.
Okay.
And secondly, traveling in a package tour with a Japanese guide or assistants is very helpful, especially when people travel to unfamiliar places and they feel very safe if they are worried about language and security matters.
Okay, good. All right. And for you, why do Japanese like to travel in groups?
Japanese, known as not good at foreign languages, but language problem, that's the first thing.
Okay.
And second thing is tour guide takes care of everything, interpreters and guide and everything. And if they have questions, and they will also take care of. And also, staying in a group gives them a sense of security.
Okay.
And the last one is package tours cost less because of group discounts.
Right. Okay, good. All right, I think we've come to an end. We kind of had time to practice the important ones. Some of the other ones that are pretty standard answers that everybody's going to say, we didn't practice as much, but I think you all know what to say. Okay, does anybody have any questions? No? You're okay? Good.